to you and me. Are you ready for a miracle?
To those of you joining us online, what a glorious day. Happy Easter to everyone. We do have a few announcements to begin today. Notice that in your bulletin there is an insert, and on the insert there's highlighted the membership class that's next weekend. If you're not currently a member of this community, I truly invite you to prayerfully consider if that is yours to do, and there is a sign-up sheet out in the garden court, and we would encourage you to sign up so we could prepare the materials for you. This Thursday, I'm going to do something kind of fun. I'm going to step in for Reverend Pat for 4 weeks and facilitate the minister's book study. So if you've considered joining that, this would be a good opportunity to make that commitment for 4 weeks. We're going to be looking at the book, The Heart Math Solution. There are many, many other activities in your bulletin. A men's group meets this week on Tuesday evening. The outreach team is meeting this week on Tuesday evening. And they invite you, if you've been interested in what are they doing or how to become involved with outreach, to come join that meeting. Next Saturday is spring cleaning. It's a great opportunity to get your hands in the dirt and truly love this space that is our spiritual home. The bulletin says that the May 4th choir concert tickets are not available except online right now. Well, thanks to the grace of Connie, that has changed. They are available in the garden court after service, so you can purchase your ticket for that concert. The bookstore is looking for more volunteers. We could truly use some hands to help do the work of the bookstore, to be here on Sundays, to be here for special events. If that's something that would interest you, stop in and talk to Paula. She's in the bookstore today. There's also a sign-up sheet in the bookstore. If you have your cell phone or electronic device with you today, we invite you to make sure that it's on silence. Truly honor giving yourself the commitment of this hour, of this time together, and everyone around you. And while you're silencing it, if you happen to be on Facebook, consider checking in. You online, consider checking in, letting your friends know where you are this morning, and invite them. Know that they are welcome here. There are many, many more opportunities to get involved in this community and to truly make a difference in your life and in the lives of those around you. They're listed in the bulletin. You could call the office during the week. You can go to our website. You can sign up either on our website or out in the garden court to receive our weekly peek to have an idea of what's coming up in the weeks to come. So let's begin with prayer. Let's truly go to prayer. Sweet, sweet Spirit, we are grateful for the miracle of this day, for the miracle of life, for the joy of coming together and connecting with this community, and for this glorious opportunity. We say thank you, thank you, thank you, God. Amen. We joyfully applaud and celebrate this day. Yay. Yay. I truly feel like Minnesota has finally welcomed me. So we begin with our affirmations that are printed in your bulletin. And our first one is our mission. Together, we are an inclusive and welcoming spiritual community, transforming lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in every person. And our affirmation for Easter Sunday. Together, I rejoice in the Christ Spirit within. And so it is. I invite the on-duty prayer chaplains to stand, please. We have two on-duty prayer chaplains in here. There's also one in the overflow area for those who are participating in the overflow area and being a part of this service. Know that they have been on duty praying up the space, calling you to that exact seat that you're sitting in and filling it with love to welcome you. We truly are grateful for your duty, for your presence, and know that they're available after the service to pray with you, to celebrate with you, to hold your concerns in their heart. Truly reach out and allow them to support you with prayer. Thank you. You may be seated. And our opening song today is in the hymnal, or if you're in the overflow area, there are song sheets available for you. Hymn number 300, Christ the Lord is Risen Today. Once you've found your books, if you would please stand.
Christ the Lord is risen today, alleluia. Sons of men and angels say, alleluia. Raise your joys and triumphs high, alleluia. Sing ye heavens and earth. No more thought of dark and gloom, alleluia. No more thought of death and tomb, alleluia. To the heavens and the lights, alleluia. Let our souls ascend the heights, alleluia. By thy dazzling radiant rays, alleluia, shine, illuminate our days, alleluia. Shine on, alleluia.
morning, and please be seated. Good morning, and we welcome you to Unity Christ Church today. We're glad you're with us, and we certainly welcome those that are streaming with us today. Unity is, I did say streaming, okay? Streaming with us today. Unity is a positive path for spiritual living. Unity offers us practical teachings that help us to live meaningful, healthy, prosperous lives. Unity is also an open and welcoming, inclusive community. Therefore, one of our favorite things to do here each and every Sunday morning is to acknowledge our first-time guests or perhaps those that have not been with us for some time. So today, if you're with us for the first time, we invite you to allow us to honor your presence here today. We invite you, if you would, just to take your courage in your hand. We're going to do nothing drastic. Take your courage in your hand and raise your hand as I raise my hand. First-time guest. Wow. Keep your hands up, please. Please keep your hands up. Please keep your hands up until our ushers get to you. Please keep your hands up until our ushers get to you. That purple packet that you're receiving tells you a lot about Unity Christ Church, what we're about. It also has a welcoming CD in that packet. There's a pink card in that packet, and if you choose to fill out any part of that card and turn that into our book desk today, we have a very special gift for you. The rose is a gift from our congregation so that we can easily recognize you and certainly give you a very personal welcome. All of that's important. And yet, one of the most important things that's said on this platform each and every Sunday morning is this. And that is, my dear friends, wherever you are on your spiritual journey, wherever that may be, you're welcome here. We welcome you, we bless you, and we behold the living presence of the divine within you. May we appreciate our first-time guests. We're also going to greet each other, and my invitation to you today is if you feel comfortable in doing so, when you return to your seat, move in if you possibly can. We have additional people that would like to be in this room as opposed to our overflow sanctuary, so let's greet each other. We do that with a handshake. We do it with a smile. We do it with namaste. We do it with a hug. We always ask before we hug, let's do that right now, okay? Not only do we invite you to move in, but we also invite you, now that you're seated, we invite you to remain standing, okay? Remain standing as we sing one of my favorite songs in the whole wide world, hymn number 27, Joyful, Joyful, We Adore Thee. Please stand.
Hang in there. We'll be right with you.
Joyful, joyful, God, we adore you, God of glory, God of love. Hearts unfold like flowers before you, opening to the sun above. Melt the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the storms of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. Joyful, joyful, God of glory, Lord of love,
the clouds of sin and sadness, drive the dark of doubt away. Giver of immortal gladness, fill us with the light of day. All thy works with joy surround the earth and heaven reflect thy rays. Stars and angels sing around thee, center of unbroken praise. Field and forest, vale and mountain, flowery meadow, flashing sea, guiding bird and flowing fountain, call us to rejoice in thee.
Breath now. We now move deeper into spirit with the reading of the daily word and the singing of the Lord's Prayer. As the usher brings down the prayer box, you are invited to mentally add your prayers to the box. Your prayers are then prayed for by our prayer ministry for 7 days, and then they are forwarded to Silent Unity, where they are prayed for an additional 30 days. The word for today is Easter. I rejoice in this Christ spirit within. This Easter morning, I rejoice in Jesus Christ for demonstrating that no worldly tomb can imprison the living, loving, eternal Spirit of God. No matter what the circumstances, the resurrecting power of the Christ within restores and uplifts us. Whatever challenge I may be facing, I experience new faith and hope in the spirit and message of Easter. I rejoice in knowing I can die to my former self and be born anew, transformed and triumphant through the power of the risen Christ in me. The Christ within invites me to rise up and walk in the newness of life. I am liberated from any thoughts of weakness. I am free, powerful, and victorious. Thank you, Jesus Christ, for showing us the way to resurrection. And scripture tells us, I am the resurrection and the life, John 11:25. And the word for today is Easter.
In heaven,
give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Now,
as we relax in our chairs, setting aside any distracting thoughts for the moment, and rest in this now moment. In this now moment, gently and deeply breathe. Resting in these deep, gentle breaths. I behold the Christ in you. Let us affirm to ourselves and for everyone, I behold the Christ in you. In prayer and in silence, we are the substance and the life of spirit. We have felt the inspiration of our indwelling Christ, lifting our thoughts to a higher consciousness. We consecrate ourselves through recognizing our purpose to bear witness to truth, to speak truth, to hear truth, and to see truth to the best of our understanding and ability. In so doing, we express the healing presence of the Christ Spirit within. The same Christ that is the Christ in Jesus dwells in us. The Christ substance and the Christ life we have appropriated moves in us now to will and to do what Spirit would have us do, and to be what love would have us be. Let us rest in the silence. And now, as we return to this space and time,
Let us affirm the words to ourselves. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable to you, God. We now go forth, consecrating our thoughts and activities to Christ's service. And so it is. And so we let it be. Amen.
Yeah.
So I love the Lord. Hasten to his throne. How do we teach that in unity, metaphysically? We love that Christ within. We know that spirit. Do you know that spirit of God within yourself? Yes, you do. You know that spirit. And we hasten to that throne, which is located within ourselves. That's how we experience it. We hasten to it. When there's something inside of us that's calling us, that invisible presence, that invisible strength, that calls us to the throne within. And usually in unity, what we're referring to there is prayer and meditation. There's something that is always calling us deeper, deeper. Because you see, not only is our nature to love, but it's our nature and our desire to know this Spirit of God within, to feel that Spirit of God, to have a personal relationship that only you can have with that Spirit of God within. So I would say, my friends, when you that comes up, hasten to the throne. Go, find a quiet place, become still, and know more about that divine presence. That wasn't the lesson today, but perhaps it is. I was moved to say that. Of course, our music moves me all the time. Thank you, Father, Mother, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah means praise God, and we do that here. Today, hallelujah, we praise the resurrection of our teacher and our way shower, Jesus the Christ. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we praise, my dear friend, the awakened heart that is within ourselves. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we praise the arisen soul. We praise those souls that have gone before us today, knowing that they are surrounded by the love and the light of God. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
And we celebrate today the movement of consciousness, the movement of consciousness into the realm of Christ consciousness. What a beautiful term, Christ consciousness. We, my dear friends, demonstrate this Christ consciousness when we are awakened to love. We demonstrate this Christ consciousness when we know our divinity, when we know our oneness with Spirit. We demonstrate our Christ consciousness when we know the divinity within each and every person. Yes, within each and every person. That divinity is within each and every person, and we demonstrate the consciousness of the Christ when we are able to see that. In other words, we demonstrate Christ consciousness when we act as our teacher, Jesus the Christ, did. We reveal that in our lives and in our thoughts. What would Easter be without the Easter story? And yet, many things lead to the Easter story. If you remember and you were with us last week, it was Palm Sunday. And as I like to say, we got Jesus into Jerusalem. I can assure you he didn't need our help getting there. But we left Jesus into Jerusalem. And then on Thursday night, we celebrated Maundy Thursday. You know, this was Holy Week. And some people have said this is the week that has changed the world. And truly it has. You know, we celebrated Maundy Thursday, and we looked at Passover and the ritual that Jesus instituted, often called the Lord's Supper. But so often we forget that at that time, Jesus gave us a new commandment. And this new commandment that Jesus gave us is that we love one another. Gave us the commandment of love. And then we know that Jesus lingered in that upper room. And there Jesus gave to us what we commonly refer to as the upper room teachings, mystical teachings given to us in John 14, 15, 16, and 17. It's very interesting sometimes to take these mystical teachings, go read them, mystical teachings, and to compare them to, yes, the Sermon on the Mount. But as we know that he left that upper room and he went into to Gethsemane, and there he said, "Not my will, but your will be done." I think we all have our Gethsemane experiences. And then, of course, we know the trial and the crucifixion. That crucifixion where Jesus says, "It is finished. Into my hands, into thy hands, I commit my spirit." And so Jesus was buried in the garden tomb. And Charles Fillmore says that in the co-founder of our Unity movement, Charles Fillmore says that there are three phases of mind that takes place when we are in our tomb experiences. Have you had some tomb experiences? I can assure you, you have. This is the deal. As one of my teachers said, if you're going to have a crucifixion, for goodness sake, stick around for the resurrection. And so what happens so often is we want to move quickly from this experience of crucifixion into resurrection. And yet there's something that takes place within the tomb. He says that there was 3 days because there's three phases of mind. And he says that first phase is non-resistance and humility. In other words, God, I surrender. The short version for that is, God, I can't, I think I'll let you. That second day was receiving God's divine will. God, what would you have me do in this situation, in this tomb experience? What would you have me to do? And then that third day is assimilating that guidance into our very being, our consciousness, and move and roll away the stone. Notice, my dear friends, that the stone was rolled away from the inside. It's an inside job when we have our tomb experiences. Well, the Easter story is wonderful. You know the story. Just let me hit a few highlights in that story. It's found in all four Gospels. My favorite is John, of course. And so, needless to say, it was Mary Magdalene and the other Mary. They rushed to the tomb. They rushed to the tomb to perform their ceremonial duties around the body. We know that they didn't get to do that before Jesus was buried. And so they went and they ran, and suddenly they looked up and they saw that the stone had been rolled away, because they had wondered, who's going to roll away the stone? And they saw that the stone had been rolled away. And they looked in, and Jesus was not there. And they ran, and they told Peter and John, Peter faith, John love. They told him the body was not there. The stone had been rolled away. And Peter and John ran with them to the grave. And looked in, and of course, John tells us that he outran Peter, much younger than Peter. He outran Peter, but guess what? He might have outran Peter, but he didn't go in first. So often, my dear friends, it's not love that goes in first. It's faith. And Peter stepped into that, and he saw where Jesus had been laid. He saw the wrappings. And sure enough, they thought someone had taken the body. But instead, Mary stayed, and as she came out, she turned around and she saw the gardener, not realizing that it was Jesus. And she said to the gardener, "Where have you taken my Lord? Where have you taken my teacher?" And all of a sudden, Jesus says, "Mary." And she recognized it. She recognized the voice. And she says, "Oh, Jesus. Jesus, teacher, Rabboni, teacher." And she ran and she told Peter and John and the other disciples that Jesus was indeed arisen from the dead. Now, what do you think of this story? I like to say sometimes, what you think of the story is none of my business. Of course it is. There's several things, several roads we can go down with this. There's one road of, this might have happened. Might not have happened. It's a nice story. There's another road that we could go down that said, okay, the resurrection happened to Jesus, but certainly the resurrection is not for us. And then there's another story, and it was written that the resurrection will take place on the day of last judgment. Have you heard that before? You know, that those that sleep, and Paul says, first fruits of them that sleep with Jesus, Jesus arose. And then other theologians believe that on the last day, the day of judgment, we have judgment every day. That's a different lesson. We have judgment every day. Goes, on the last day, then those that sleep will arise from the graves. And then Paul, later on in his letter to Corinthians, said this. He says that if the body is sown a physical body, then it is raised a spiritual body. If it is sown a physical, it is raised a spiritual. A physical, sown physical, it is raised spiritual. That's my, I lean in that direction. I believe that whenever we make our transition, my dear friends, that we are surrounded by the love and the light of God. For God is just as present in this expression of life as the next. And there's absolutely nothing for us to fear. I think so often we think that resurrection and immortality takes place in the distant future, or we believe that it just applies to certain persons. Eric Butterworth, in his classic book, Discover the Power Within, writes this. He says, Christianity has tried and failed miserably to comprehend immortality in terms of time. It has been a matter of the future located in a place called heaven. It has been tomorrow, another life, a future existence. But the great truth that Jesus teaches is that you do not have to die to be immortal. You are immortal right here and right now. Immortality has nothing to do with time. It is beyond time. It is in and of another dimension. We all live in immortality and can't get out of it. The Christ of you, the divinity of you, is immortal. That not only means that you will live forever, ever, it does mean that, but it also means that you live in the deep foreverness of now. This means that in the midst of any experience, at any time, you can be still and take the step into eternity. In that instance, the part becomes immersed in the whole. The limited becomes the limitless. You can feel a new burst of confidence, a new surge of faith, a new flow of ideas, a new releasement of strength. You are awake and whole, and you can go on. Our resurrection is now. And many of you in this room are constantly experiencing that resurrection, that awareness that God potential is within you. And regardless of what's happening in your life, that potential gives you the strength and the power to resurrect in your life. You know the resurrection principle. That resurrection principle, in essence, says that life is powerful. Life is stronger than anything else. And we see that demonstrated each and every day. What would, if the resurrection principle was not at work, when the leaves in the fall fell from the trees, the tree would begin to die. Or when a bloom on a plant began to wither, the plant would begin to die. Or when we hurt our knee or our leg or whatever, we would begin to die. No, the resurrection principle is present right here, right now. For we are able, my dear friends, to change our consciousness, to raise that level of consciousness that created the situation into another experience, another level of consciousness. Now, I believe that for me to work and to be aware of that resurrection principle, there's three things I must do. I think, first of all, I must look up. Just as Mary looked up and saw the stone rolled away. Just as Jesus looked up before, my dear friends, he fed the 5,000. Just as he looked up before he raised Lazarus from the dead. See, what Jesus did was he was raising his consciousness, knowing that he had the power within him, that Christ presence within, to do what he was called to do. We are called to look up. We are called to look up and see things differently, to look beyond appearances and to know the truth. Yes, we may see that we're experiencing a health challenge, and at the same time, we can look up and know that within us is the wholeness of the Christ. We may be experiencing a prosperity challenge, but we can look up and know that the checkbook balance is not the truth. We can see it in our hearts and in our minds. So first, I must look up. The second thing I need to do is to wake up. Look up and wake up. Wake up, Pat. Wake up to the love that is within me. Wake up to knowing who and what I am. I am a child of God. You are a child of God. So often I forget that. So it's in time for me to wake up. Look up. Wake up. And that's not the end of the steps. That third one is I've got to get up. Yes, I've got to get up. Now, often that means physically getting up, as God can do no more for you than God can do through you, through your consciousness. So I must get up and carry out those plans that only the Spirit of God has given me to do and that is mine to do. Yes, my dear friends, I must first look up. The second thing I have to do is wake up. And the third thing I have to do is get up. So this Easter, I want us today to celebrate all those things that need to be celebrated, especially our teacher, Jesus the Christ. And yet one thing I do not want you to overlook is to celebrate that Christ presence within you. That Christ presence within you that gives you the power, the strength, the love to look up. Yeah, to wake up and to get up. I love you, I bless you, and I behold the living presence of the divine within you. And so it is. Amen. Choirs being seated, I want to remind you that this weekend is membership class, and so if you've ever considered becoming a member of Unity Christ Church and you consider this your spiritual home, by all means, come and explore this opportunity as well. So at this time, we're going to receive a tithe, a gift, an offering, and so we're also going to invite those that have been streaming with us also to make a gift to Unity Christ Church. If you consider this your spiritual community, or if you've been spiritually fed in any way, we invite you to make that gift. As our ushers come forth, I invite you to take that in your hand. If you're giving it with someone, hold it together, bless it together, knowing that you have the power to bless. We just give thanks that we understand the spiritual law of circulation, the spiritual law of giving and receiving. We give thanks that we understand the spiritual law of blessing, giving thanks to those things that we bless increase in our life. I will affirm our church offertory blessing once and then ask you to affirm it with me. Divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Together, divine love flowing through me blesses and multiplies all that I give, all that I receive, and all that I am. Thank you, God. Amen.
are the meadows, fairer are the woodlands, there I'll roam, robed in flowers of blooming spring. Jesus is fair.
So let us take a moment and bless these tithes and these gifts and these offerings. And we bless the gifts that's been received in the mail this week. We bless the electronic gifts. We bless those participating in our consistent giving program, our unexpected income program. We bless all of these gifts, acknowledging the one presence and one power, God, as source. And for that, we're grateful. And we send them forth today to fulfill our vision and our mission, and that's truly to transform lives as we celebrate, honor, and affirm the divine presence in each and every person. Thank you, God. And so it is. Amen. After Jesus' resurrection, it was reported in Scripture that he was seen by 500 people before his ascension. Next week, we'll continue this series, and we will be talking about the ascension, how we are all ascending. So come and be a part of that. I think I hear children out there. Parents, I know you're glad, and we're glad you're here, and we're glad your children are here. Let's stand and bring them in, okay?
We are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. We are walking in the light of God. In the light, 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 in the light of God. You are walking in the light, in the light, in the light. You are walking in the light of God. In the light, in the light, in the light.
Announcements today. One is we had a dramatic play activity with the Easter story. So parents, ask your kids to show you the tomb and everything that we did with that. And then just a quick shout out to all the volunteers who made the extravaganza happen yesterday. We had a blast. And it's all those people that come together in large and small ways that make all that fun happen. So thank you, thank you.
And I want to thank not only those yesterday, but I want to thank our adult volunteers this morning. Can we appreciate them, please? You know, we are so blessed here. We are so blessed here. Those of you that are fairly new to our community, we have one of the most outstanding youth and family ministry departments I know of. In addition, we have an outstanding music department. And so just come and And besides, we have a good time, so come and be with us often. And we laugh a lot, we cry a lot, and hopefully we go home with some type of truth, something that can serve us each and every week. Let us know together our prayer for protection and our peace song. Together we know that the light of God surrounds us, the love of God enfolds us, the power of God protects us, and the presence of God watches over us. Wherever we are, God is, and all is swell.
Be the moment now. With every step I take, let this be my